Right now, our temperature stands at 34 degrees at 67 Main Street on the Green in Sharon. Let's bring in the man with the weather plan for the weekend, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hello there, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. And, you know, we don't see much change as far as our forecast all week, indicating that things may change on Sunday. That still seems to be in the menu. So, we'll have sunshine. There'll be a few cloudy periods this afternoon. Not bad at all. 60. Clear tonight, upper 30s. We'll have sun and some clouds Saturday. A nice day. 65 to 70. Then on Sunday, clouding up and some light rain or drizzle will develop. More than likely, it's later in the day, as I said yesterday, in the mid-50s. And then some leftover rain or drizzle Monday, low 60s. By Tuesday, we'll be headed back to 70 degrees. So a little bit of an interruption late Sunday into Monday. Otherwise, really not bad.
All right. So that means beginning this weekend, the Yankees are at home against Houston. It looks like both those games will be played in, with decent weather. Now, what are the evening temperatures going to be like this weekend?
I don't think they're going to be too cool. Are you talking Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, Yankee Stadium.
And Yankee Stadium. By the way, what is the story with that? I haven't been.
They're down two games to none. They had the first two games in Houston, but the next three games, I think, are back at Yankee Stadium.
So they have to get three out of the five.
You have to know. This is a four out of seven. Series
four
of pressure.
Out of seven.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I could be wrong about that. It might still be three out of five. But one game is going to be in the afternoon, and one game is going to be in the evening. And it looks like the temperatures are going to be very much better than they have been in the past years.
Well, look. First of all, are they playing tonight?
No, they're not. They're playing. No. I think the Yankees play tomorrow, and then on Sunday.
Okay, so 65 to 70 tomorrow. Nighttime temperatures are going to be in the 50s. And then, of course, because of the rain and drizzle coming in on Sunday, 60 to 65 at Yankee Stadium and still staying in the 50s at night.
All right. So, well, so if you're a baseball fan, you don't have to freeze going out there this
And I don't know, you know, exactly how heavy the rain and or drizzle will be, and whether or not that's going to cause a problem with the game. But then again, the Yankees have their own forecaster, so it's up to them and not me.
That's right. You do it for the Mets.
Right. And the work for this year is over, yes, as you know, with the Mets. So I take a deep breath. And I have to tell you, sometimes you just have good premonitions. You could have good feelings. And you know that I often speak of my friend David.
Yeah.
Up at the lake. He has a cabin at the lake, but he only lives 10 minutes from there, which is really nice because him and his wife, you know, on a Saturday afternoon, they take a ride up. They go out on their deck, which is overlooking the lake. They have lunch. They enjoy it. They have never slept at their cabin. To date, why should they? Especially when they live 10 minutes away, you know? So they go there generally for the day, and then they go back home at night. Usually I hear from him every single morning. He shoots me an email. A lot of times he sends me some funny stuff. The last couple of mornings I haven't heard from him. And I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, maybe he's busy. He's in this band now. You know, so he could be busy. And then yesterday I get a text from his wife. He's in the hospital. And of course, David is Mr. You have to call him the Hulk. You know, he never stops. And I'm thinking to myself, what happened? She said that he woke her up in excruciating stomach pain yesterday morning. She quickly got dressed and she rushed him to the ER. After they took a series of tests, they said that he had probably like an intestinal infection, and they sent him home. She took him home, and now he is even sicker. back to the ER, and of course, she raved at them. She says, how dare you send the patient home when you know he's this sick? Anyhow, long story short, folks, he has COVID. So here we go again, where people think that, you know, it's respiratory and nothing else with COVID. It's not. COVID can strike the stomach and be very, very, very painful. So as far as I know, yesterday afternoon, he was still in the hospital and she was not allowed to see him because quarantine. I bring this up for a couple of reasons. One, I just wanted our listeners to know that sometimes stomach pains may not be, quote, food poisoning or just a bug. So it could be COVID, so that should always be checked out. And number two, this is the third person I've heard in 2 weeks that has come down with COVID. There's not much being said about it. But something tells me, Marshall, this is not a good sign.
Well, the whole thing is what people have to remember now. The vaccinations, are they good? Well, they're like the flu vaccinations. Yeah, they work most of the time. They don't stop you from getting COVID, but they lessen the severity of it. But it's not a guarantee stop. And the more they keep changing the formula, the more COVID is going to change to beat the formula. Right. I you know, I just think, I was a big vaccination person in the beginning. I don't take vaccinations now because of my health and because some of my breathing problems. But the more that comes out, I think at this particular point, even though it's probably only about 50 or 60% of the Americans, maybe a little more, that are vaccinated, now it's time to let nature do its course. And if somebody gets sick of COVID, they've got that pill that you can go, right. They've got that. Try that. I just don't know. You're gonna ruin vaccination for everybody, for everything, if you keep vaccinating. And people who are vaccinated 1, 2, 3, or 4 times still end up getting COVID. I mean, and then nobody's going to trust any vaccine after this. And what people have to remember is this is the only vaccine in our country where an experimental vaccine was approved. Every other vaccine wasn't experimental when it was approved. It had gone through rigorous long-term testing. This is the first.
I agree. And you know, I got the booster on Monday, and you know I had a reaction.
Yeah.
In a way, I'm glad I got it after hearing all of this. But I totally agree with you, too. I think there's such a thing as being over-vaccinated. And I think, you know, the fact that I had 4 vaccinations within a year's time? It would be 2 years' time, right? Because November, right. 4 vaccinations in 2 years' time, that's a lot of vaccinations. So I'm ready to put a halt on it, too. But you're right. Nature's got to take its course. Yeah. I think that's really... you are totally, totally correct. I noticed that the commercials that are on TV about the booster are not government sponsored, because if you look at the bottom,
they're sponsored by the companies.
Moderna, some are Pfizer. So they're being sponsored by the pharmacy. So I don't see a tremendous push by our government saying, get your booster. I mean,
just imagine if they changed the formula every time a variant doesn't work well. Instead of having one flu shot a year that might be a year behind, you'd have a million flu shots, and the flu would change even more and become even more virulent. I mean, you got to start looking at things this way. I think shots are good to prevent things, but this now is just out of control.
And I think that's why they said only 15 million Americans have gotten the booster thus far. That's not much. I don't know what fraction that is of the population, but it's not much when you think about how many people there are in the United States. So, c'est la vie, but there's a story there, and that is it. I mean, everything else is pretty quiet weather-wise. Aside from this little low, that may haunt us on Sunday, Marshall. There's nothing dramatic heading our way.
Now, are you off on Monday or are you back to work?
No, I'm back here on Monday. I wrote to my contractor. I texted him yesterday because one of our other stations said to me, you know, with the work going on and everything like that, they may not have your cabin closed up. And that's a great invitation with the cold weather to bring mice in. I said, oh, no. They had to put that thought in my mind. So I texted him real quick and I said, please tell me you didn't see any mice. And he wrote back, ha, 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 no, not one.
All right.
So, because he knows how I am about that. But they're working there and they have not seen anything. So I'm kind of pleased about that. And I don't have to go up this weekend. He told me to relax. That was his word.
Yeah.
At the end, relax. I said, okay, so if what you would call it, I do have to go up, like on a Sunday and or Monday, whatever the day may be, I told Dan, you know, he could at least work the morning and then I'll pick it up in the afternoon. So he's standing by just in case I have to do that.
All right. Well, I want you to have a good weekend, buddy.
Do the same. I'll see you up bright and early Monday.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I'm Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast. You're on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.